This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands protested outside the Belarusian State Television Center on Saturday, calling for full and fair coverage of demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko's disputed poll victory and police violence. At least 3,000 people gathered outside the Minsk building housing state channels, complaining that their broadcasts have backed Lukashenko and given a skewed picture of the protests. Around 100 staff came out of the building to join the demonstrators and said they planned a strike on Monday. Lukashenko made the comment several hours after a phone call with Putin and after protesters again demanded that he resign. Thousands of demonstrators rallied at the spot where a protester died in clashes with police earlier this week. It was the seventh consecutive day of large protests against the result of the August 9th presidential election, in which election officials say that Lukashenko won a sixth term in office. The United States and Poland signed a recently negotiated enhanced defense cooperation agreement Saturday in Warsaw. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
At a joint news conference in Warsaw, Poland's foreign minister Jacek Czaputowicz said through an interpreter, as the U.S. draws down its forces in Germany, it makes sense to move some of those troops to Poland.
Because we are closer to the potential source of conflict.
The deal allows U.S. forces to access additional Polish military installations to enhance and modernize existing capabilities. Pompeo says while troop levels still matter, the world does move on.
Space, cyber, all the disinformation, we talked about this a great deal. These defense cooperation agreements we signed will give us the capacity to work on each of these problems.
The deal also sets out a formula for cost sharing. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. The United States called on Saturday for a transparent and credible investigation into the massive port blast in Beirut that killed nearly 180 people. Adam Reed of Reuters reports.
David Hale is the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs.
We can never go back to an era in which anything goes at the port or the borders of Lebanon. That had to contribute to this situation, and I think it's very important. Lebanese people will have to determine how best to do that.
The devastating explosion occurred on August 4th, and authorities say it was caused by more than 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, which had been unsafely stored at the port for 7 years.
Every sovereign state controls its ports and its borders thoroughly, and I imagine that all Lebanese would like to return to that era and not have the anything-goes atmosphere that we've seen in recent years.
Vast swathes of damage were inflicted throughout the city and have left 300,000 people homeless. Some 30 people remain missing.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. A group of Iranian hardliners gathered outside the United Arab Emirates' embassy in Tehran Saturday to condemn the country's historic deal with Israel, normalizing diplomatic relations. They burnt Israeli and U.S. flags and chanted death to America and death to Israel, as well as pro-Palestinian slogans. Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard vowed Saturday there would be dangerous consequences for the UAE after it announced the decision. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also condemned the Emirati move, warning in a televised speech that the UAE had made, in his words, a huge mistake. The UAE is the first Gulf state and only the third Arab nation to establish normalized relations with Israel, which Iran regards as an arch enemy. Because its former theme was associated with racism, Good Humor Ice Cream Company is updating its jingle. AP's Julie Walker reports.
This is the sound of the new jingle. The old one comes from the song Turkey in the Straw, used in minstrel shows with blackface and racist lyrics. RZA says he had no idea and, like many kids, grew up chasing the Good Humor truck. Now he's rewriting history.
I've evolved as a man to understand, like, the weight of positive outweighs negative almost 10 to 1.
And says it's inclusive.
I was doing joy, but it sounded Christmassy. You know what I mean? I was, wait a minute, this thing can't be Christmas. Then I started doing it, and I sent them one. They said, this is really good, but it sounds more lullaby. I said, yeah, because I was trying to, like, impress my son.
Good Humor no longer owns the ice cream trucks, but says it's offering drivers the new music. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Berger.